Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Everybody have a chorus of hello, hello,
hello,
hello. Yes, there we are.
That needs work.
On the program. Well, help yourself. Work on it if you like. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The European Union has filed antitrust charges against Google because Google is abusing the power of its Android system. All right, so what's the problem? Google apparently requires all Android makers and the carriers to pre-install the Google apps, you know, like Maps and Search. I find these very helpful, frankly. But there are rival app developers who are complaining they're getting shut out before consumers even know they have a choice. I didn't know I had a choice. I didn't even know there were other map apps. Are there?
Right.
Who
oh,
is making other map apps?
Yeah, the map app that comes on the iPhone. I think it's whatever the Apple map is that comes installed on the iPhone, I find that to be way better than the Google map app.
Right. Yeah. So the Google is an Android, and the Apple has its own thing on its Apple systems. So this
there's
competition, except that Google, the droids, they compete for sales with Apple, but not for content. Am I safe there?
It is interesting. I'm going to let you in on a little personal secret. It is interesting how the pre-installed apps do. I mean, they just do so much better because people, and now maybe people are more exploring with their phones. But for a while, when the phones were getting really popular and smartphones were everywhere, the pre-installed apps got a huge bump and it was hard for other apps to compete. And I can speak personally to this, you guys, because we used to have a mole at the Verizon store who would install. I work for a company called CRN during the day, and it would install this guy after everybody would buy a phone. He would pre-install the CRN app into their phones.
Really?
Nice. Guerrilla marketing.
It was
like
awesome.
It gave us a bump for a long while until he left that Verizon. It's just funny how something like that, people just keep your stuff installed in their phone. They don't question it. It's just there. And, you know, maybe now that people are more educated with how it works, they'll.
That so just Android. Happened to me. I just got an Apple Watch, and there are apps that are installed on my Apple Watch that I don't want, but I can't get rid of them. So it's the same kind of thing. Yeah.
Huh. I got Meredith an Apple Watch for her birthday last year, and I haven't heard her complain about anything except charge fast. Other than that, you seem to be able to use it for a lot of different things. So Android is the heart of Google's mobile business. So if the people in Europe force them to change what they do, won't it hurt its mobile business in Europe? I would think it would, anyway. I'm trying to think it through. Yeah. All right, speaking of thinking and not thinking, Johnny Manziel, that's how you pronounce his name, right?
Yes.
The football player who I remember is on the plane with him when I flew from Dallas to Cleveland, a couple of months ago. I didn't know who he was, but I remember that day or the next day there was a whole brouhaha about him, and his agent fired him because he's a drunken bum.
Well, basically. He was in Dallas because the rumor was he was having secret talks with the Cowboys, who were at one point considering taking him. So you were really
bad decision.
Right there at the right time.
All right, so he went to Coachella this past weekend and was pretty much drunk through the whole thing. So his new agent has fired him. And let's see, this guy's name is Drew Rosenhaus. Said that Manziel had to enter a facility to get treatment for his substance abuse issues. He responded by going to Coachella and getting drunk.
Right.
So I guess that's the answer.
This guy is not ready to stop having fun yet. He's got all the talent
in the
world.
Why is that fun?
All
why
the
is
opportunity
that a description
in the world?
He
wants to be a party
fun.
Guy. He wants to not miss the party, Dougie.
Really? What's the party? I have a party every day here on the program, and I'm not drunk. I'm drunk with
You're
knowledge.
Not?
Oh. I know. I was giving you the benefit of the doubt that you were just sipping on the cooking sherry, but okay.
There's some vodka tossed in with the Super Beats.
Right. Okay. There is a bit of a problem, it appears, still with transgender adults and children. This is a pretty controversial topic these days. Yesterday, a federal appeals court ruled that the Virginia public schools need to let these kids who have... See, the thing here is I don't... When do they become transgender? The person that brought this forth was Gavin Grimm, 16 years of age, had to use either girls' toilets or a gender... Say it again, Doug. Gender-neutral stall. His high school said this after his parents complained. So then they take it, the school takes it to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, and they say that this is sexual discrimination. Mm. So the people who are in Virginia, North Carolina, because North Carolina passed a law making people that have this issue, if that's what it is, use bathrooms based on their biological sex, not what's happened to them after they had their sexuality changed.
Why can't you eliminate urinals in men's rooms and just everyone has stalls?
It's the same. Yeah.
And then everyone has
privacy. They have family urinal, family bathrooms. I go into the ladies' room. If the men's room's locked, I go into the ladies'. The other day,
most guys do.
A Walgreens. I went in to get something in the drugstore, and I needed to go to the bathroom, so I went down the hall. Men's room was closed, so I went to the women's room.
It was just a one-hole digger, though. It wasn't like one with stalls, right?
No, it was just a one-hole.
Yeah,
just
okay.
A door.
Yeah, well, right. That's fine. I think people do that pretty often.
Well, you wouldn't go in with a stall now.
Thinking it, but you sound so cavalier. I thought maybe he walks in with the stalls.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
He's like, I just went to the ladies' room.
Give me a break. What universe are we in that we're talking about this?
It's a
and
crazy
truly,
universe. It's
in
craziness.
Public,
yeah,
if your
crazy.
Makeup's good enough, no one's going to question you.
All right, here's another one. A former Rhode Island firefighter who claimed that his colleagues discriminated against her because of her sexual orientation and her gender was awarded $800,000. Lori Franchina filed a civil rights lawsuit in the U.S. District Court of Rhode Island against the City of Providence, the Firefighters Union, and members. She is a lesbian. The lawsuit states that her male colleagues subjected her to such intense, constant, and prolific mistreatment that she eventually was left in multiple situations in which her safety was compromised. This lady was described as having post-traumatic stress disorder. She claimed her multiple, she went to her superiors any number of times, and the union said we need to have swift and severe retaliation against her. She was a lieutenant at the time. She was very good at her job, said the chief. But, the rules didn't apply. They didn't protect her. And so it was very obvious. This case took very little time. The lawsuit was filed a couple of years ago, but it just went to court. She began working for the fire department in 2002. She began having problems in 2005. The acting lieutenant named her Frangina, which obviously refers to her genitalia. And so a lot of incidents when they were out working, they were on a job, and the other firefighters would make fun of her. And then one firefighter said, I'd love to have a real woman working, but you're a lesbian.
So there are also incidents, though, you said, of them, like, abusing her physically?
Yes. Yeah. Now, this is a woman there was a guy who was more of a bully than anybody else. He used to pinch her and yell about her being his lesbian lover. I mean, stuff like that, that they had documentation on. I don't get what it is that people are, if you are so insecure in your own sexuality, go see a shrink, for God's sakes. Why would somebody want to take advantage? What difference does it make whether she's a lesbian or she's not? She's good at her job, and that's one of the things that I think impacted this more than anything else.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys who are under her, who couldn't physically stand up to her or mentally stand up to her, she was better physically and otherwise at the job, was a good organizer, a good leader. There are a lot of people in the department that really liked her and supported her. That's why this case was as easy for her to win as it was. She's suffering from depression, daily therapy she had to go through, but she stayed on the job. And then, you know, things got worse and worse and worse. It's just the ignorance of this. It's interesting that the city in the suit said that she was the problem. She was abrasive and arrogant, so they said. Now, that sounds like some, you know, white guy who doesn't like smart women. That's what that sounds like to me. She didn't get along with her supervisors, subordinates, and fellow firefighters. Then how did she get to be a lieutenant? How did she go up the chain of command? Hello?
Right. And how did she get so much praise from other people that she works with?
Right.
Yeah. I'd be interested to know. I mean, obviously, no one wants to be physically in danger. I'd be interested to know just how much of the lawsuit was words and how much of it was real physical action. Not that words aren't powerful, because I acknowledge that they are, but we know what the culture is with firefighters. We know what the culture is with clubs of people. There are, you know, there's a lot of ribbing that goes back and forth, and so I'd be curious to know what the line there is. If, you know, how much of it was physical, how much of it was verbal.
Good question, Jennifer. In a moment, fathers who do the dishes and their impact on their daughter's future. This you're going to find very interesting in a moment. It's quarter of the hour, 45 after on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is your child a crybaby? Do you think they're crying too much? Well, frankly, maybe you're worrying too much about it. Here's the developmental science of it. Up to about age 12, little boys and little girls cry equally. After that, females tear up 5 times more often than men, and unfortunately, boys aren't allowed to cry anymore. But crying serves a biological function. It's a safety valve, and studies have shown that individuals who can cry heal quicker. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Little boys and little girls cry, and big boys and big girls cry too. But the real trick involves what you, the parent, does after the crying jag is over. Smart parents ask their children, "Now, what can you do to make sure the hurt doesn't come back?" It's a great way to teach problem solving to feel better. Check out my new book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Square. Accept credit cards on your iPhone with this free card reader. It actually works, but the developer's customer support is non-existent. Square struck out.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green.
Harrison with you. No single factor for depleted firefly populations, but researchers in America and Europe cite urban sprawl and industrial pollution, which destroys insect habitats. The spread of artificial light from what they're calling McMansion subdivisions could also be a culprit, disrupting the intricate mating behavior that relies on a male winning over a female with its flashing backside that signals everything from love to danger. The endangered firefly's adult lifespan is just 1 to 3 weeks.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This All-Star is particularly remembered for one swing of the bat. Although he'd only played 54 games with the Yankees, his extra-inning home run against the Red Sox sent the Yankees to the 2003 World Series.
Vaughn hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series. Vaughn, a hero in Game 7.
So where is Aaron Boone now? The Boone family has baseball in their blood. Aaron was the third generation of his family to play in the majors. After retiring in 2010, he became an analyst for ESPN's Baseball Tonight, joining former Reds teammate Barry Larkin. And Aaron still talks about the Yankee shot heard round the world.
And I was going to take a pitch, and on my way up to the plate, I said, you know what, you're thinking too much, just get a good pitch to hit.
As he's known in Boston, Aaron Bleeping Boone. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Parents, attention, please.
Yes.
Especially fathers who equally divide the drudgery of household chores with their wives tend to have daughters who say, quote, when I grow up, I'm going to be yada, yada, yada. In other words, this is a very important, impactful way to ensure the success of your daughter, seeing you share with your wife. A mom, there are a lot of families now where there's a lot of equal time, 40 hours for the mom, 40 hours for the dad when it comes to working. And some fathers go home and do nothing. The mother cooks the meals, cleans up after, does the housework, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if a father is smart enough to handle domestic duties, the daughters in this circumstance of parents who share housework more likely to tell the researchers they wanted to be like a police officer, a doctor, an accountant, or a scientist. So this study concludes that parents' domestic actions speak louder than words. That is, actions. And we know that, right? Know that actions speak louder than words. When fathers publicly endorse gender equality, if they retain a traditional division of labor at home, their daughters are more likely to envision themselves in traditionally female-dominant jobs like nurse, teacher, library, or stay-at-home mom. But this is something that I think a lot of fathers, I would have to talk to my daughter about this. What do you think, Jennifer, about your father? I don't know your dad, Victoria, so I can't ask this question of you, but I know Jennifer's father. And I wonder what you think, because you have grown up to be very independent. And yet you spend a lot of time, you work with your father, I'm saying you spend a lot of time with your mom. Mm-hmm. So do you think, what did you learn from them when you were a kid? They divorced when you were pretty young.
They divorced when I was pretty young. So I never had like traditional gender roles or anything going on in my house, because my mom, when I was little, she just did everything, you know, and if she couldn't do it, she'd call maybe a handyman to fix it. But my mom is surprisingly, you wouldn't think about it, but she's very handy. She comes over and helps me in my house all the time because she knows how to do things I don't know how to do. Yeah. My dad, on the other hand, because he was a single guy, was the guy, he'd be in the kitchen washing dishes, cleaning up after himself. So I have a real problem struggling with traditional gender roles because I never saw him growing up.
Right. All right.
That's interesting.
Insight.